Hey, I'm Tim.
And I'm Logan, and you're watching Tell's Nuclear Power Podcast. Today we will be talking about... First, we will be talking about background and how it works. Nuclear power is a clean and efficient way to produce electricity using the process of nuclear fission, a lot of times confused with nuclear fusion. Fission is the splitting of uranium atoms, whereas fusion is where two nuclei combine. Fusion is much safer. Nuclear power is made by the boiling of water to make steam, which turns turbines to produce electricity. Except for the reactor itself, nuclear power stations work like most gas or coal-powered stations.
Nuclear power plants are powered using uranium fuel through the fission in the form of small pellets, which are roughly the size of a pencil eraser, inserted into reactors. And while these pellets may seem very small, they contain as much energy as 2,000 pounds of coal. 3 barrels of oil, or 17,000 cubic feet of natural gas. In fact, just one pellet can power a generator for up to 5 years. And because uranium is so abundant on the planet, it can provide fuel for all the nuclear power plants in the world for generations to come. And there are 450 nuclear reactors worldwide as of 2018.
Now we'll discuss some of the pros and cons. Some fossil fuels cause carbon dioxide to be released into the air. Nuclear power, on the other hand, is fully clean and efficient and does not contribute to climate change, which is not only good for the environment, but for plants and animals too, because power plants do not burn any fossil fuels or materials at all. So they produce no combustion byproducts, zero greenhouse gases, and they even protect air quality and mitigate climate change. And since uranium is very abundant, there is plenty of uranium to power all of the nuclear power plants in the world for many generations.
Well, that isn't entirely true. While the actual processes of power generation do not release carbon dioxide into the air, one of the prerequisites for this is the process of extracting uranium ore from the ground, which releases very high amounts of carbon dioxide into the air, which directly contributes to climate change and global warming. Just because the nuclear pollution is invisible does not mean that it's not there.
Well, yes, there are some downsides to providing the materials required for generating nuclear power. But once the uranium has been mined turning it into nuclear energy does not harm the environment. Other energy sources like oil will continue to affect the climate when being converted to energy in factories, which is very harmful for the environment. Nuclear power does a lot less damage and it's cheaper as well. It doesn't cost very much money to produce electricity at a nuclear plant.
Well, yes, it doesn't cost much to make the power, but that's only after the plant has already been built. At its cheapest, a nuclear power plant will cost between $2 billion and $4 billion, but prices can soar all the way up to $9 billion and even above that. Our federal government cannot afford the costs of nuclear power with our current budget.
I think we can both agree that the best energy sources we could possibly use are renewable energy such as solar, wind, hydroelectric, and geothermal energy, because they're all even better for the environment than nuclear energy, but they're also economically best as well and don't have extremely dangerous risks like nuclear meltdowns.
Yeah, personally, I think hydroelectric power is the best, but yes, there are plenty of alternative solutions to nuclear power, and unlike nuclear power, these renewable sources are safe to use and they don't pose the risk of disasters like the ones that did end up happening in Fukushima and Chernobyl. And cleaning up those disasters, the messes from those disasters, if ever possible, will cost hundreds of billions of dollars and they'll take many decades.
Whether nuclear power is the best choice or not shouldn't be the priority right now. The important thing is our country and world has been taking big steps forward to nuclear energy opposed to relying on fossil fuels, as we have been doing for a long time. People are seeing the negative effects and are making big changes. Nuclear energy is a positive change, and for multiple reasons, it's a benefit for right now.
I think it's great that we're making these technological advancements, and while I disagree with the production of energy using nuclear power, I do think that it's a lot better of a choice rather than using fossil fuels, which I hope that we completely stop using those sometime in the near future.
All right, let's make some closing remarks. Like I said, nuclear energy is not the best solution to getting energy, but compared to what we have been doing, it is an amazing step for helping the environment, which is in desperate need of saving.
Yeah, and nuclear power has its advantages and its disadvantages, and we can all come to our own conclusions about it, but we can rest assured that these technological advancements that allowed us to make the nuclear power will lead to even better advancements, and we will find even more efficient and safer ways to make energy in the future.